This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Wednesday, April 16. Pilate. A reading comes from Matthew chapter 27. Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "You have said so," Jesus replied. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?" But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Now it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Jesus Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to release to you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" For he knew it was out of self-interest that they had handed Jesus over to him. When Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message, "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" asked the governor. "Barabbas," they answered. "What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" Pilate asked. They all answered, "Crucify him." "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him!" When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It is your responsibility." All of the people answered, "His blood is on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas to them. But he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Pilate is a puzzling character in the story of Jesus' death. He was the Roman governor of Judea, and he directly oversaw Jesus' trial and handed him over to be crucified. But it seems that he also tried to do what he could to avoid sentencing Jesus. He asked several times what crime Jesus was actually accused of, and he tried to make use of a custom in which the governor would release a prisoner of the people's choice during the Passover festival. But the people wanted another prisoner released, and they wanted Jesus crucified. Pilate's wife even warned him to have nothing to do with Jesus because of a dream she had had. In the end, Pilate tried symbolically to wash his hands of the whole thing and proclaim his own innocence in the matter. Still, Pilate was responsible for his actions. He knew that Jesus wasn't guilty and that he shouldn't be crucified, but he let it happen anyway. In the face of pressure, he did what the crowd wanted, not what he knew was right. How often do we do the same thing? We know what we need to do, even if it isn't the popular thing, but we go along with the crowd, giving in to pressure, and we do what we know is wrong. With God's help, though, and because of all that Jesus has done for us, we can change. We can stand up for what is right, even if it isn't the popular thing to do. Pray with me. Lord, help us to do what we know is right. Help us to follow you wherever you lead. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.